from the back road up past Skull Column Hill to St. Union's College, down the Mark Road, Sentry Hill direction to the Cathedral Car Park, and from there across to the boys' school again.
People will have a good idea of where you're talking about. So what's going on, George, that's...
Well, they've narrowed down the road, and where we once had 12 lanes of traffic, we now have one. And they'll tell us that this is to ease traffic congestion, especially at school times, and so on and so forth. But let's put it this way. If you went to a doctor and, say, with a blocked artery or something, the doctor will tell you, in order to improve your circulation, you need to widen your arteries. He'll not say narrow them. And if you need to reduce the pressure, you need to widen the pipe. And those are that's just the laws of physics. That's just pure fact. But we have 12 lanes of traffic now squeezed into one lane, and all that traffic is now going the one direction. So no matter where you're coming from now, you're put into the one big triangle, and you go round and round and round there. And if anybody thought this was going to ease congestion, just wait until September till they see the actual results of that. Furthermore, say now, this will be put to us on safety grounds. This will be sold to us as well. It'll be safer for children and so on and so forth. But I say not so, because we now have a place where the road is one-third of what it, the width it used to be. Now, bear in mind, we, the motorists, we paid for those roads. Those roads belong to us and the rest of the people of Ireland who paid for them. Not politicians, not Green Party representatives, county managers, or any nudge groups or think tanks or focus groups or anybody else.
But the roads
those
also,
roads are ours. We've paid for them.
Yeah, but they also belong...
Generations of our people have paid for those roads.
Of course,
and
George.
We've paid to travel both directions in them.
Yeah, but George, they also belong to pedestrians, they belong to cyclists, they belong
quite so.
They belong to everybody.
Yes, that's what I'm saying, yeah. Not the politicians and not those pulling the strings. They don't own the roads. And anyway, from a safety point of view, say a child now steps off a curb. What does a motorist do? He only has one tool that he can rely on, and that is his brakes. He cannot steer out of that child's way.
Mm-hmm. So the cars are like they're on train tracks.
And such things will happen. Just because a curb's wider does not mean a child's not going to step off or get pushed off by some of his mates.
Okay.
And this is going to be this is a disaster waiting to happen. And what about when the snow comes? What is the back road going to be like when you have all that there squeezed into one lane going up past St. Union's College? It's going to be an absolute disaster. And we'll say now, people now going to Mass in the morning in St. Union's Cathedral, it's a constant flow of traffic down that Sentry Hill direction, and it's quite a wait to get a break in the traffic now to get across. And, of course, then traffic lights will also, I'm sure, be installed to ease that, which will further add to the backup of traffic.
Do you feel that backup of traffic will be felt across the town?
Oh, it certainly will. It most certainly will. Oh, yeah. Well, I've seen it already, where sometimes on a Friday evening especially, where the traffic would have been backed up from Dunstores the whole way up the Convent Road to the Loretto Convent Gate, maybe slightly further. Now it's... nose to tail the whole way up to the top of Glencar.
How wide is the road? How much space would you have either side of a car once it's finished, I wonder? Could a bus go up that road?
Each side.
Could a bus go up that road?
There's not much more than a lorry width.
Yeah. I'm just thinking if a bus was ever provided, could it use the road?
It's going to be challenging for them, certainly. Buses, there's not much room for a bus to manoeuvre. You know, there's it's not much wider than say a bus.
Right. Okay. Stay with me, George. Stay there because
one lane, there's certainly no room for a bicycle couldn't pass you on if we'll put it that way.
Right. Okay. I don't know if that's planning for the future. Then stay with me because Councillor Donald Kelly, Mayor of the Letterkenny Milford Municipal District, joins us now. Councillor Kelly, you've walked this route. You were up there recently. What's your take on what George has to say?
Yeah, Greg, good morning to yourself and good morning to George as well. And Greg, I missed a wee bit at the start there, but I've taken all George's concerns on board there. Listen, Greg, I have concerns myself. within this one-way system as well, and there's no point saying any different. That's the main reason I went down there yesterday. I was actually also approached phone calls from residents within the areas of Convert Road and College Road as well. But listen, it was the main reason I went down myself, to meet the engineer and also the road supervisor on the ground there yesterday. And I walked at the whole section of that right around the circle. I walked it. Listen, from the feedback that I have got personally myself from bus companies is that they think this is going to work very well. It's going to address a lot of safety concerns for students or pupils getting off the bus there. We also have to remember, Greg, with the new renovations there too on the new boys' school, they have done their part there as well, where cars can come up there and they actually have a drop-off point within their own area. And it's actually like a roundabout where cars can come in, drop off their children within the safety zone, and go around the roundabout and back out the gate.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, this is also something that maybe the general public hasn't been made aware of. I was made aware of this yesterday, and to be quite honest, I wasn't fully aware of it until then. But I mean, to take that into consideration as well, it's something that's going to alleviate traffic there as well.
Okay, and, what, George, are the points that, you know, in terms of if a child or anyone steps off the footpath, there's no room to manoeuvre to avoid a collision, concerns about how it'll slow traffic down, especially with traffic lights, and that'll have a knock-on impact on traffic across Letterkenny. And also, George mentioned as well, too, you know, the problems this will create, say, for instance, during the winter. Having walked this route, do you accept those concerns, and do you think anything can or does need to be done?
Well, listen, Greg, I see the concerns, and listen, this is going to be a work in progress, you know. This is something we will see the full effects of it when the children go back to school. But from what I walked myself, I mean, the actual the lane itself for the buses and cars has been narrowed in. This is to kind of alleviate the safety concerns as well, Greg, where traffic has to go through these laneways at a reduced speed now. The corner there actually at the Bishop's Gate has been widened out so as when the cars come around there, as to actually slow them down. I mean, the main concerns that I had myself there as well is actually the pedestrian crossing and at the back of the convent there, and also the gate coming out at the back of the convent. I walked the roads engineers myself to it yesterday and the road supervisor and pointed it out. Whereas the cars or vehicles or buses coming from the cathedral heading over towards the boys' school, that pedestrian crossing is blind coming around there. There's also no safety rail in there, which I've asked to be implemented. There's hedgerows there on the left-hand side that when cars come around, vehicles coming out of the back convent gate, there's actually, they can't see them. So I've asked as well that they look onto the shrubbery that's there to reduce it and actually take it away. Now, leaving our natural environment, our trees and that as they stand, but there's a lot of old shrub there that can be taken away to open up the view for both pedestrians and vehicles there, which in turn, you know, will I suppose address these safety concerns that people have there as well. Listen, Greg, there's still a safety audit to be carried out on this one-way system. And it's something that I've asked and I've put forward concerns
Can I just ask, pardon my ignorance for people not in the area, including myself. The road has been narrowed now. Are you saying if a safety audit was done and it was decided that two lanes of traffic would be restored, that could actually happen easily?
No, you can't restore two lanes of traffic.
Right. So what could come out from this safety audit then?
Well, the likes of this pedestrian crossing, number one, Greg, right. and vehicles coming out of the back gate. Also, you have the drop-off point there for the school. And I mean, the safety audit, they're going to take all this under consideration. Now, with, as I say, the bushes on the left-hand side there, there's no safety railing there for children coming for the pedestrian crossing, or also these pedestrian crossings. I've asked that there be a raised platform so that it's also going to slow cars down coming around there, and it's going to give the children, you know, without more safety across the road at any time.
I want to bring George back in. You've heard the mayor there. George, anything that's changed your mind or reassured you in any way, shape or form?
Not in the slightest. He said he has walked the route. That's fine. Yeah. Let's see him drive it on a Friday evening when all the traffic's there. And let's see him do it every day when all the traffic backs up there, as it's sure to do. Maybe the country could answer one question. How, by narrowing a road to one-third of its width, does that improve traffic flow?
It slows it down.
It's not going to improve traffic flow.
All right, Councillor Kelly, that's a direct question.
That's going to back the traffic up no end.
We've been talking about safety, but in terms of traffic flow, do you believe this new layout improves traffic flow?
Listen, Greg, I'll just be quite honest with you. The same as George there, I have my concerns. I can't say today that, yes, this is going to improve it. But, listen, we have another, a fortnight or 3 weeks and school's going to go back and we're going to see the full outcome of it. But I'm hoping that it will. Can I say it definitely will? No, I can't, Greg. But, listen, time will tell. This is a work in progress.